Being part of something bigger than myself and finding a collective where the whole is greater than the sum of its parts is a big part of what brought me here. I developed a strong aversion to church as a youth to the point that I viewed it as humans vacating reason to instead act upon the supposed prescriptions of an incorporeal creature used by some humans to control other humans, often resulting in great pain. With time, age, and careful consideration, I decided that finding community requires forced interaction, aka something churchy. Googling brought me to the UU approach and then South Church. I'm so glad it did. It took a while for me to accept the traipses of church services. I first approached it a bit like a skittish chicken, but the core beliefs and more so the people won me over. I think people often react to hurt, be it loss, fear, anger, disappointment, sadness, frustration, or other sources of ennui by closing off, by separating themselves from the source of those feelings. This makes sense. It's in our innate defense mechanisms. However, by embracing community and risking a connection to a whole greater than myself, I discovered something more, and a whole that moves of its own accord. Each of us is but a small piece of the communities we operate in. While each piece may be small, we are all also pieces that shape and create the whole. After viewing each piece as a whole of its own, and vice versa, we may find things we overlooked or misjudged. This is also what the fields of eco-literacy, sustainability, and systems thinking ask us to consider. The behavior of life, the systems in which we operate, can only be understood and explained by simultaneously viewing both the pieces and the whole. The apparent constancy of large landscapes, such as grasslands or a forest, is maintained by the inconsistent states of any given piece of that landscape. For example, the patch that just burned clears the way for new seedlings, releases nutrients back into the soil, and provides space for the breeding dances of prairie chickens. Chickens that follow the bison herds and till the earth, breaking up the bison's waste and to feed the growing grasses. Seen individually, the fire or the bison may seem counter to a grassland's health, but they support the whole. We are all part of many systems. Let's take the time to think about what those systems are and what they achieve and support. Let's make the effort to view systems at different scales in order to understand how the flow of energy or nutrients helps to better maintain the whole.